back, everyone, to You Killed It. Welcome back, everyone, to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephren Jr.
What the hell are you laughing at, Ephren? See, I just censored myself. I said hell instead of the F word.
That's good. Learning, I'm proud of you.
Learning
what our audience wants.
Exactly. What it wants and doesn't want.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Doing great, obviously.
Yeah, because you got a full episode with a daily challenge and an elimination.
It's true.
Or as they're called, just challenges. Not really daily challenges, but with a challenge and an elimination.
And a double. It was a double elimination.
Ish. Quote unquote.
What are you talking about?
Like,
why would you say ish?
Because not only one person went home.
Oh, okay. Fair. Oh, well, good point. But there was the potential.
There was the potential for four to go home.
Fair.
There was the potential for four to go home.
Good point. Yeah.
But only quadruple elimination.
That, yeah.
You know what that is?
That had happened.
That's dirty. That's the dirtiest elimination in Vendetta's history.
Aren't they all, though?
Yeah, they're all dirty.
They're all the dirtiest.
What'd you think of the episode?
It was boring. Compared to last week's episode, it was very lackluster. Here's the thing, like, we recognize this. Last week's episode was amazing, and this week's episode, even though it, like, hit a lot of what we like, which are seeing the challenges and then also eliminations, I don't know, there was something missing. I guess maybe they know what they're doing. It's focusing in on the drama every once in a while. And
I think, there are highs and lows. Last week was a serious high, so you could only expect that this week was not going to live up to last week.
And here's the thing, it had the potential. They brought in the black shirts. It
mercenaries, my ass.
Exactly. But like this week, like not to jump ahead, but this week's mercenary elimination did not match with the one from two or 3 weeks ago.
Call me when they have CT.
Right.
Yeah.
CT's wearing someone like a backpack again.
Doing this backpack walk with like, who was it? Brad flailing behind him. That
bananas.
Would be funny. Well, no, I know, but in this one,
I see. Well, that's the problem. When they do stuff like this, not everyone they get is a CT.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
some
true.
People are Tina's and Frank's and
his little tummy hurt. Did you hear that? Oh. My tummy's feeling excited. Well,
he had the butterflies, Ephren.
It's because he knew he was just about to embarrass himself on national television.
He was like, I did not prep for this. I had decided to retire years ago, and I have not been to the gym since. This is a mistake. I got to say, I was psyched to see Frank back. I was like, oh, here it comes. He's going to whoop.
I've never been a Frank fan.
I know you haven't.
Never.
But I have.
He's a little too much drama.
Mm?
Like, he's a lot of drama, and I just don't like that.
What's crazy is you got to know Frank when he had cut back on drama by, like, 70%.
Really?
Seriously. His first Real World season was insane.
Which one was that?
I forget where they were, but it was the one with Zach and Sam and...
Okay.
And Ashley, Zach's ex Ashley.
Oh, the other
not
Ashley.
Not Smashley.
Yeah.
But it was, Frank was insane. Frank like has like grown and matured a lot. And you will realize that if you ever watch an episode of that season, he was insane back then.
Was it San Diego reunion?
It was San Diego.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah, like, the Real World San Diego.
It was the second San Diego, and Brad was the first San Diego.
Well, let's be real. Wasn't the first San Diego... that's Real World LA.
The
second season of the Real World?
Yeah.
That was Los Angeles. Okay, so anyway, back to the challenge.
San Diego, the first San Diego, yielded some of the greatest challenge stars to ever... Also... A few movie stars.
Who?
One, Jamie Chung.
Who's that?
She was in like Hangover 3.
I know that girl.
She's been in this and that. She's not a star, but so. she has had some, some successful acting, you know, this and that. But it also had Brad, it had Robin, it had Cameron, who had her own reality show on TLC, if I remember correctly. It had Frankie, who is passed from, I think, cystic fibrosis.
Oh, Frankie.
It had Jacquees. They were all there, man. It was great. We should watch that one again.
I'm busy watching The Challenge.
Fair. Okay.
Okay, so it starts with...
Well, it starts with...
Natalie.
It starts in a post-Bananas house.
In the post-Bananas world.
Where people are trying to adjust to this, you know, this
new way of living?
Yeah, yeah.
It's uncharted territory?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we started out with Leroy kind of sitting alone, pondering his place in the house. Sweating, exactly. Yeah. Which I feel like Leroy's safe.
Yeah. For now.
For now, for always. If I were on The Challenge, I would let Leroy. Mm-mm. What
disagree.
Are you talking about?
I disagree.
Just because he was one of Johnny's boys. You know why he was one of Johnny's boys? Because Johnny realizes that Leroy is a layup.
Right.
They're great friends. They're super loyal. But he knows that if Leroy gets to the final, he's going to come in third place. He won't be able to finish.
I don't, you know, I feel like the reason that I don't think Leroy is safe is because we saw tonight Tony and Zach sort of form a new alliance just by being together in the Troika, you know, kind of having each other's backs. I feel like they're now going to kind of be, something's going to happen there. And Nelson, you know, he's loyal to, who's Nelson loyal to? He's not loyal to Leroy.
Natalie now, I guess.
Well, barely. And let's talk about that in a minute. And then of course, you know, Brad, he's not loyal to Leroy. And what are the other guys? Kyle owes nothing to anybody. He's not really loyal with anybody.
That's,
he's just trying to escape.
That's fair.
I think Leroy's time is coming.
You may be right, but at the same time, I feel like Leroy is one of those people that everyone likes.
Yeah, everybody likes him, but they also think he's really strong, and they think he's really good.
I don't know. He may I feel like his reputation as being a great challenger is inflated on the show. I feel like in reality, all those competitors realize that Leroy is beatable, especially in the final. Like, if you go up against him in a in an elimination, you know, who knows what can happen. Anything can happen in an elimination. But if you're up against Leroy in the final, he'll gas out.
Yeah.
Like, he'll hurt himself. Like, he has injuries that bother him still.
You know who I miss?
Who?
Bananas. No, I'm just kidding. Said no one ever.
Yeah, right.
Said
right.
No one ever.
Said Leroy as he was, like, eating his Oreos. Right. Like, looking into the middle distance, sad. Oh, poor Leroy.
So let's talk about something that really bothered me this week. Ready?
Well, hold on. We also need to discuss Natalie
and
Nelson.
That's exactly what really bothered me this week.
Okay, okay. That was the other post-Bananas house.
Yeah, so Natalie, desperate for connection and alliance, is talking to Nelson. They sort of formed that connection last week. You know,
because Nelson... perfect target for Natalie because Nelson just lost his
Kayla, his alliance, you mean?
Kaylee. Like, who he thought he was close with.
Yeah.
That just shattered.
First of all, I felt like Natalie is really trying hard to get those waterworks, you know, running. She's trying to squeeze those tears out in that confessional. She's like, I was really betrayed. No, you weren't, girl. Let's get real. And then second of all, Kaylee and Bananas weren't together this whole time. You're blowing everything out of proportion still into this week. So that was really annoying when she said that. And then finally, there she is trying to work out an alliance with Nelson. And spoiler alert, first thing she does, stab him in the back. She doesn't have the courage to tell Zach and Tony, I have a thing with Nelson, but you guys can say him, but I'm just, so you know, I'm going to say someone else's name, because she's afraid. Like, if she just was as honest, just like that, Zach and Tony would, I'm sure, understand. Like, it's not no sweat off my back. would say Zach and Tony, like, vote for who you want. And it's not, as long as it doesn't affect that we want to throw in Nelson. So she could have stood up for him, but she chose to stand with Zach and Tony so that her ass would be covered in case Nelson went out. So what I'm saying is she's playing all sides.
Yeah.
She's politicking, quote unquote, but showing loyalty to no one. No one at all. There's no one in the house that she wouldn't stab in the back. And this is slowly revealing that. And I don't like her. I don't like her as a character. I'm sure she's a nice person, but I don't like her place in this game or how she's acting as a player right now. So that's what I wanted to say. It pisses me off. Because Nelson is so, you know, Nelson seems genuinely hurt by the whole Kaylee scenario, even though he also is blowing everything out of proportion. Do you know what I mean? He mm-hmm. seems like a genuine guy. I don't know. This is just really rubbing me the wrong way. Natalie.
Counterpoint?
All right, fine. I don't usually allow them, but today I will.
Well, I think Natalie is one of the new smartest people in the game. I think she is smarter than Bananas. I think she can take down Bananas. She will be able to. Natalie goes after Nelson because she recognizes that Nelson and her are in the exact same position, but Nelson means nothing to her.
Of course.
She just realizes that, oh, this is covering my bets. Like, if Nelson somehow gets a foothold in this, if he locks out this week, he won't be coming after me thinking that I'm linked to Bananas. Exactly. You know, just one more to take it.
And to be fair, I think you're completely right. She does it in such a transparent way, though, which I don't like.
I understand it being frustrating because, yes, it's very transparent to us as we watch. But somehow everyone's falling for it. Like, it's not like she hasn't been, caught sweet-talking multiple people in the house already, but she's still getting away with it.
Here's how I feel. Like, we're given a window into who she really is in this game, whereas everybody that's playing this game is only getting bits and pieces of what people show each other. But we, the audience of this reality TV show, are getting the window into the real person, quote-unquote.
Fair, but we're only getting an hour a week, whereas they're getting 24/7, 7 days a week, you know?
Yeah,
they're...
but Natalie's not... No one's coming up to all people and saying all the things they want to say about everything, you know what I mean?
Fair.
They're showing them one face. So basically what you're seeing them... what you're seeing her show Nelson is what she's showing him. She's not showing him more. They would show it.
But, like, Nelson has seen more throughout the previous days in the house. It's not like he wasn't there to see her flip-flopping or claiming multiple people's sides and then having it thrown back in her face.
Like,
everyone knows that about Natalie already.
Like,
and
when
somehow
she
she's
came
still
out,
able to keep going.
She, you know, she was in the troika with Tony and Zach. When she came out of that room and, like, hugged Nelson right away and said, "There's nothing I could do," like, that I respected. Like, give it to him straight. And he didn't seem to blame her at all. Like, "Damn it, my picture's up there. I hate that picture." That's what he said. It was really mm-hmm. funny. And that picture is really funny.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's a terrible picture.
Like, it's a terrible picture. But I felt like that was the way to handle it. And I was like, good on you, girl. Like, you told him, like, they wanted you in. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I could do. And so he knows who's. And I wish he would have kept it going, because if they had both voted for Nelson and she had voted for what? Leroy or who else was there? I don't remember who, but it would have been. They would still got Nelson in. She would have kept her alliance to Nelson. Then sure, she'd have a new vendetta with someone in the house. But they would all—I don't think they would look at her as a threat or a vendetta. You know, she would say, "I can't vote for my boy Nelson, so I'm just going to do a burn vote and vote for Kyle."
I see what you're saying, but she already has weirdness with Nelson. It's already rocky terrain with Nelson. Keep it rocky terrain with only one person. And, like, you know, maybe you've sweet-talked him tonight, and now we're rocky again. Maybe you can sweet-talk him again tomorrow. And, like, because Nelson can be sweet-talked. He can be. God bless him.
I feel
him.
Bad because Nelson keeps getting fucked over.
Seriously. But he's so, like we've said, he's so genuine and so, like, he's like kind of a real person, you know?
Yeah.
Like really shows Ernest, himself.
He's so excited. He's as excited as Sarah Rice was to be on the challenge. She's just happy to be there.
Yeah, and you kind of get taken advantage of if you share yourself as being that, which is a bummer. But
remember Sarah Rice's first season? Oh, what was that, Free Agents?
I think it was The Ruins.
The Ruins, it was The Ruins. And she's like, I'm so excited. I love challenges, and I love I'm athletic, and I love games.
And fucking Kenny. She had a huge crush on Kenny, and Kenny just kept making fun of her. And fuck you, Kenny.
Fuck you, Kenny.
So. Anyway.
So anyway, Natalie and Nelson, we'll see what comes of it.
But I'm into Natalie at this moment. Like, I'm like,
surprise.
I like her game. Like, can we also talk about it has come out recently that she may be a lesbian?
I don't know if that's come out recently. I know that she was outed by Kay Lee on social media. I don't know how public that is.
Outed by Kay Lee on social media in the same way that Landon was outed by Veronica on social media.
VK.
And we talked about that, so we will also discuss this possibility.
Which then just makes me more irritated. If she's a lesbian, it makes me more irritated with her that she's really mining this banana, his betrayal. She's squeezing those tears out.
Which is amazing.
Oh, for her game strategy, you mean? But it's sociopathic.
Are you upset that she's using... Yes. She's using bananas even after
she's not
he
using
is
bananas.
Long dead.
She's not using bananas. She's using... she's being a victim is what she's being.
She fucking, like...
For the cameras.
She got close with the person that she realized was number one, who is number one. Bananas is number one.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Sure.
And now that he's gone, she's like... Oh, well, I gotta keep close with Zach and Tony, and I gotta keep close with Nelson. And she is a smart player. She politics great. She keeps people happy.
She's the female bananas. That might be why I do not like her. That might be why.
She's better than bananas. She's gonna beat bananas. She will take bananas down.
All right. Well,
she will she's going to be the one.
Or
who
as Nelson says,
in the back.
Banana.
Banana. You better watch the fuck.
You better
out,
watch out. Banana
Natalie is coming, coming for you.
Nelson called Johnny bananas. He called him banana. Ever since we sent banana home.
That's a great When people want to make fun of him in the house, they should call him Banana.
Banana, like one.
Because it sounds very condescending.
You should also sit there shirtless and stomp your fist on a banana. Let's go!
Oh, Devin. Either stop constantly drinking beer or wear a shirt in front of the camera. No. One or the other.
I think you could have it all, Devin. You can do whatever you want. No body shaming here.
All right, well...
Anyway,
take it to someone.
He was naked.
Take it from someone with a beer in his hand and his shirt on.
It's true.
You have to pick one or the other.
He does have a giant beer in his hand, though it's still one beer. He calls it two beers, but it's one beer.
Fair.
Anyway, so let's talk about the daily challenge. The challenge.
Okay, what was it called?
I don't remember.
It was a great one.
It was a good one.
Pallet stacking, fracking.
So Devin, major misstep. He had a grenade. He could pick the teams, and he split them up in a mind-boggling way. And I knew it from the moment that TJ said the teams out loud that Devin had screwed himself over. Because if you're Devin and you want to win, right? Why? You're Devin. You want to win, and you want to fuck over Leroy. You don't put Leroy with Cara Maria. Cara Maria is a strong, athletic person. Mm-hmm. And if you have to choose between Cara Maria and Kayla, you choose Cara Maria if it's athletic. Do you know what I mean? She'll bitch and moan, but she'll pull through. Kayla's not as athletic as Cara Maria. First of all, there's that. Cam, I would have expected better from Cam, although she was kind of, she was better than Kayla.
Rookies, you can never truly have faith in their athletic ability, because they're coming in soft.
Right. But the major misstep was Brad and Nelson. You know what I mean? Like, putting Zach and Tony together on another team, you're foolish. Devin, you're foolish.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That could have been your win. And then you could have gotten in with Bananas Boys too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could you imagine what a troika would have been like with Tony, Zach, and Devin?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Devin fucked that up.
Yeah.
That was an insane fuck up from the someone who claims to be the smartest person on the challenge. Right.
Sorry, Devin. And I'm rooting for you, kid.
Me too. But goodness. Like, he was way too high on himself when he went and put pen to paper to make that list.
Yeah. He didn't think it through at all. He didn't think it through.
What do you think he was thinking? Was he focusing on, like, I feel like he was
focusing on alliances.
Here's what I think he was thinking. I think he was like, I'm putting Tony and Zach on the team because they're together, and I'm going to link them up with two shitty people. So here you go. Here is what, well, one shitty person.
Natalie.
I guess. Here's Jemmy, right? Wasn't it Jemmy? And
oh, no. Zach and Tony were with Natalie, Nicole, and Yeah, Zach and Tony were on the green team with Natalie, Nicole, and Brittany.
Oh my fucking God, Devin.
Yeah.
Natalie and Nicole.
Yeah.
Natalie has won so many challenges, and Nicole is one of the strongest girls. Devin, you fucking moron. What the?
He already feels bad. Didn't you see his confessional? He feels bad enough. You don't have to insult him.
What the fuck was he thinking?
He was thinking along alliances lines. So he is kind of cool with Nelson, so he put Nelson on his team. And Brad, he thought, was strong. Maybe he assumed Brad was the strongest person in the house. Because Brad's also won a few eliminations, too.
If
so don't
you're thinking about alliances, you put everyone on... You put
separate.
One person on your alliance in every team.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you decide which of those people is going to have to take a fall for their team.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. That's the smart choice. Yeah, if you've got three friends in the house, they go on three separate teams so that they can get your back. Do you know what I mean? I think.
Yeah, so you guys can all just control the game.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. Not a good move. But Leroy was with Cara Maria, Jemmy, and Kyle. And Kyle really... Did you see that run with the pallet on his back at the end of the game? It's like... Whoosh.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That guy is... constantly hits
MVP.
Gym. They talk about him like just boozing up and eating candy.
I'm not smart. Who said I was smart?
Yeah,
I'm not clever.
He just focused on fitness, I guess.
Yeah,
I gotta take a note of that Kyle's book.
Yeah, you really do.
Well,
me too.
Should we start with the notes on hair, or should we skip straight to fitness?
Fitness, I think.
Okay.
But Zach, did you see that shot of him running in slow motion when they said he was like a racehorse? Cam said, Zach's like a racehorse, so he can finally say that he's been compared to a horse.
You mean the shot of him with the sweaty dick?
Yes. His shorts were soaked, and for some reason, Ryan noticed it.
It was the only part that was soaked in sweat was...
The crotch
like,
region.
The crotch. Yeah, yeah. It was quite graphic, Zach.
Yeah.
I don't know how you didn't know this.
I didn't. I was watching the challenge. I was watching the game, pervert.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You have selective vision.
Well, I was watching
and
the
I don't know why you weren't selecting that.
I don't know. I mean, I was busy watching the palettes.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that everybody was stealing from Cara Maria's stack.
Which
just
is
freaking out about it.
Cara, constantly like the most put upon cast member.
She is. She definitely is.
She never stops complaining. Why me? Why me?
I love that about her. Because did you hear Jemmy?
I hate that about her.
In her private, when they were like doing it privately in her, during the challenge, Jemmy said to her, it's all right, girl. They're just playing their games. Cool.
Yeah, exactly. Where she gets all frazzled.
Right. Yeah. There was definitely like the disparity between the two, but brought about my favorite line, I think, of the season. Spoiler, and I'm going to just paraphrase it and shorten it. Spoiler alert. Cara Maria is a beast. I'm tired.
Is that Jemmy?
Yeah.
Love it.
Spoiler alert, Cara Maria is in better shape than me. She's a beast. I'm tired. Perfect. Perfect. I'm going to use that.
I love Jemmy. So, winners and losers?
Yeah.
Well, Devin was a fucking big-ass loser.
Yeah.
He should have been voted into the ring, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I think that everybody has mad respect that he took out Bananas as the first, let him ride high. Like, I predicted last week he's going to ride high for one challenge, and then everybody's loyalty is done.
You're right. Like, and you, that was an amazing call, because of course their loyalty is going to be done after seeing him
this
pick
today.
Those shitty fucking teams. Yeah. Like, you just lost this for, everyone saw him lose that for himself and his
for
team.
Himself, yeah, but here's the thing, when Cam said, I'm watching this, like, fail right in front of his eyes. I'm like, you're not watching it fail in front of his eyes, and that's the problem. That's the reason it's failing, is because you're watching it fail in front of his eyes. You're actually participating in the challenge. Work harder.
Yeah.
Inspire Kayla to work harder, too, and then you won't fail. Like, it's not Devin's fault entirely.
Devin picked a lame team.
He picked a lame team, but they could, instead of saying, I'm watching him lose it in front of his eyes, no, you're not. You're losing it for all of you.
That's fair, but do you think that what do you want Cam to take the pallet on her shoulders like Kyle did and charge?
No, have some strength of mind and strength of will and strength of body. Killer Cam, killer.
You're right,
Cam.
Killer Cam. Where's that killer attitude?
Yeah, where's that go get him attitude?
You're being killed, from what I hear.
This is what those moments like that, like when he's saying. And this was a shitty thing to say, but you're losing to Jemmy. You're losing to Jemmy. Like, the way he was saying it was kind of a dick thing to say, because I like Jemmy.
But you completely agree.
But yeah, but exactly. But that, like, if we were in the challenge and you were to shout that at me, you're losing at the weakest, you're losing against the weakest player. Like, that shit inspires me. Like, I'm like, I can't let the national TV see me lose.
See me be the last picked in
ever.
Kickball.
Right.
Like,
so I will. That's when I like something, and it's happened in my life, but something flips in my head, and I just go harder. Do you know what I mean? I always have that like reservoir of strength to pull from.
Some people don't get motivated like that.
That's
though.
True,
and that's you kind of have to know, like, that's the trick in motivating people. But
and especially if Devin's yelling it at you, like,
yeah,
shut
Jesus
the fuck
Christ.
Up. Like, that would make
Miller
me want to slow down,
life,
right?
You fucking asshole.
Yeah, that would make me want to slow down, probably. But Kyle, MVP, Zach, Tony, did a really good job. I think, it was a good challenge.
It was
all
right.
It had all the hallmarks of a good challenge.
You're right. You're right.
Cara Maria
freaked
out.
You know what? You're right. It was a good challenge. It didn't go the way I thought it was going to, so I'm holding that against it.
Yeah.
It was a good challenge.
Yeah.
Shit.
And so then there was announced there'd be a double elimination, no Inquisition. And let's talk about forming the Troika. Wasn't it funny how Zach was like, I owe Tony one, so he's going to be on the Troika with me and Natalie. It wasn't like, we've decided that I should be in the Troika as well as Tony and Natalie. Zach was like, it's my Troika. It's always my Troika. So I've decided to let Tony on with me this week. And Natalie.
Well, evidently, you know, if you speak with authority,
I guess so.
Tony and Natalie and the rest of your stupid team will just fall into place.
And that's true. They all kind of. And poor Nicole, though. Poor Nicole. But
always.
No, yeah, but nobody wants to be on a trick with her because she's so loyal to everybody.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there's no room for you in the Troika.
Right.
Yeah, like, all you want to do is keep your hands clean. So keep them clean from the fucking bedroom while we vote potentially you in.
She's just there to win some money and bang some hot chicks.
Yeah. Hey, I dig it, girl. I'm right there with you.
Nicole.
High five, Nicole.
Nicole's like the kind of player to me who, she's a strong physical person. You know, she's athletic and she can get challenges done. She's that middle of the road player that she's never really drama, and she's not a weak, like, she's not a layup. At this point, she's more of a layup. You know what I mean? She's like right in the middle where she skates by for a long time without being picked,
but
picked
ultimately
out.
Doesn't know the game well enough
to win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's someone I'd like to see grow in a few years, and which is great because I didn't like her at the beginning either.
But that's crazy to think, because she should have grown by now. She
has not been on that long. Two seasons, I think, right? Three?
What are you talking about? Nicole was, I'm trying to think of what Real World season. Nicole has been.
Yeah, but on the challenge, she did, what'd she do, Invasion of the Champions. Did she even? Yeah.
Yeah, but even the ones that you're not on, you're still supposed to be plugged in, and you're supposed to be, like, picking up on this shit, you know?
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still. I get you. Yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still. So what'd you think of the Troika?
I think they made some interesting choices, actually. I guess it's just because they had so many power players in there that they could kind of do whatever the hell they wanted. Or at least they're strong and they're not the smartest. Let's say that.
Yeah.
So they, at this week, it was like anything goes. And what we get Nelson, we get Leroy, we get Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get Brittany, Kara, and Jemmy.
Yeah.
Everyone on there is kind of surprising. Although I guess we're at the place where everyone's going to be surprised.
I didn't find it surprising. I knew that Nelson would go in.
Nelson, sure, but Kyle's kind of unexpected.
Yeah, unexpected. That was a little unexpected.
And Leroy.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, Leroy was probably being voted in as just like a name because mm-hmm. he was being voted in by Zach
and, yeah.
and Tony. So they're not going to like.
Right.
Although.
I felt like I felt like after Bananas was, I truly felt like once Bananas left, no one has any loyalty to Leroy because Leroy spent his entire time being loyal to Bananas. It was the two of them. So he didn't. Except for maybe Cam being the exception because they're tight and they're friends. I don't feel like Leroy's anybody's number one because was always so clear that he's Bananas' number one. You know what I mean? So nobody ever needed to form a relationship with him. Leroy is an independent person. So you're seeing Leroy out of the house, 18 years old, at college for the first time, like scared. Do you know what I mean? Like this is his first time without Bananas. What's going to happen? Who knows?
Fair, but it's not just Bananas. Leroy will link up with any of the vets, essentially. Leroy got, like, just escorted into the vets camp.
Undeservedly?
Undeservedly, yeah, 100%. And so, yeah, I can see why he would be worried. Because, like, if all of a sudden the strong guy who ushers him in is gone, I'd be like, what the fuck has this guy done?
Yeah.
I could see why he'd be worried.
Yeah. So that's how I knew he was going to be in the bottom or in the whatever. I knew the Troika would pick him. I just didn't know the Troika was going to be Zach and Tony. You know,
that was a surprise. I still feel it is surprising that Zach and Tony picked him.
Yeah.
Matter what, I think that's a little.
And I'm tired of, I have to say, I'm tired of seeing Natalie in these positions of power.
Well,
Natalie.
Tough shit, because I feel like she is smart enough to get herself there often. Like, Bananas is gone, and she's still, like, working it, you know? Obviously, her game did not revolve around Bananas.
I mean, her game didn't revolve around him. Do you know what I'm saying? But it certainly helped her along the way.
It did. She was able to leapfrog in the same way that Leroy was. You know, certain people just give you clout. Yeah. And once you have that clout,
yeah,
they can't take it away.
That's true.
Not once they're gone.
Yeah.
Not once we have them voted out.
Yeah. And she was laughing about it when Tony said, I'm sorry, I'm not. Is it weird I'm not sorry about it? She's like, I'm not sorry. It's called strategy. Blindside, get Bananas out.
I think Natalie is a smart player.
Yeah.
I think, I hope she keeps coming back to the challenge because I think she'll be good. I know you don't love her. I know you don't love her.
I'm in it for the conflict and the character studies. I'm in it to bang hot chicks and drink some beer.
Yeah, I could see why you wouldn't love her. She's like, she's another Bananas, you know? Kind of banana.
Yeah, I would hope that she's a, yeah, what would you call her? Plantains?
Sure.
Why not? What else is happening in the world of the challenge? So we get the Troika, Natalie, Tony, Zach. They vote in those six people. Brittany loses her mind. Although for being called it's Brittany bitch this episode, She didn't really lose her mind that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This wrath she keeps talking about?
Yeah, like, the episode was called It's Britney, Bitch, and she was hardly even featured on it.
Yeah, she had, like, a whole act devoted to her walking down the hall in her way high ponytail. Hair yeah. pulled back to the back of her head.
Like, stretching her fucking yeah. eyelids up.
Yeah. It was, yeah. But other than that.
Yeah, like...
And I'm happy about her and Brad. I'm happy that they're together.
Me too.
Yeah.
Even though, totally like, do, into you, each other. Do you think they're still together?
As of the beginning of the season, they were. Yeah, they were Snapchatting them, watching the challenge together.
I feel like I don't see them as much on social media these days.
Oh, maybe you're right. I haven't really either.
But who knows?
You know? Yeah. Hey,
they like for... just like they, you know, everyone has to get back to their fucking
lives.
Here's the thing: what we saw from them was probably their like the all the time that they scheduled to have off from their jobs.
Oh,
like
right.
once they got voted off, and they were yeah. like, "Hey, fuck it, I'll just spend it like
right
hanging out with you." And then like, but once. Once the vacay time was up, it's like Brad was like, yo, I got to get back to...
I got kids.
Yeah.
Whatever. If they're still together, I'm happy. If they're not, then it's fine. I'm happy. I'm happy either way. So then they bring the mercenaries in. Now, let's talk about these hams. Let's talk about these court jesters.
Yeah, you were especially unimpressed.
I was.
But I thought I was anticipating great things. From everyone but Smashley.
I know. That's so funny. Yeah, she won one challenge. That was just the stars aligning. No offense. Yeah. She's never to me been... She's really good at eliminations, don't get me wrong.
That's
but not,
true.
Not physical like this. Not physical eliminations. She's more good...
Also true.
She's better at the... She's... The kind of eliminations that she's good at, I think, are the ones where she has to, like, she's working on her own, even if it's a physical task. Like, she's got to climb something, build a ladder as she goes up, and put in the thing. Like, those are the kinds that she's good. Never if she has to physically fight with someone over
yeah.
something.
She doesn't want to get down in the dirt yeah. with someone
right.
else.
Right.
That's a good point.
So, all four of them walking in, I thought Darrell would do better. Although, obviously, they were stalemated for an hour, so he did a great job. So Darrell and Laurel were the ones that I was worried about. But Frank and Smashley, I never for a second.
I know. You had no faith in Frank. But I've always thought Frank was a pretty good competitor. Well, but he came back into this not even... Yeah. Not even being able to take down Brad.
Yeah. What do you mean not even Brad? Brad's a strong competitor as well.
It's true. It's true. Brad's a big guy.
Frank's head wasn't...
But Frank's young and big, too. I don't
no,
know.
Frank's tummy was so excited. Like, get your head in the game, fool. I couldn't even. He was just happy to see the cameras and feel relevant again. I can't with Frank. Ugh. Sorry. He hurt me bad.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, a lot of people don't like Frank, I guess.
Well, it's not that I don't like or dislike the person, Frank. Let me be clear. But his role on the challenge irritates me because he always resorts to drama when he's in the house. So, therefore, I'm not excited to see him come back in. I don't think his wins that he's had in the past have been especially impressive.
I mean, here's the thing, though. He can't resort to drama in...
One day.
In this season.
Yeah.
So... You know, you could warm to him. Nah. This could be your opportunity to warm to him.
I'm sorry, when someone constantly causes drama in your life and then you only see them one day in passing, do you hold the door for them? Do you roll out the carpet? No, you don't.
100%.
You can't wait till they're gone.
We party in the parking lot.
And you laugh when they leave. Anyway, so Frank, but Darrell did a good job and Laurel did a good job and poor Nicole.
Yeah, that was a shame to see. Nicole clearly feels hard.
Yeah, she does.
Like,
I'll be honest with you.
In every situation, and so like seeing her a new ex rolling in, I'm sure Laurel obviously didn't prep her for this.
Right.
No one prepped her for it, so all of a sudden,
yeah.
Like, and you know they had to deal with the mercenaries before, but they probably thought that was game over.
Yeah,
Nicole. Was not anticipating this at all.
More mercenaries. Nicole, you're right. She does feel hard. She strikes me very... She's so innocent in a way because she wears her... Like, if my ex came in, I would be stone cold, stone faced. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit down and cry. And I was just really, when she did that, I felt bad for her. I felt like, wow, she's not afraid to be emotionally vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Which makes her target. And also, she's in that house for how long has it been? Probably 3-4 weeks at this point. And she's probably exhausted, probably, you know, mentally, like, just wasn't prepared for it. And so hit her really hard. But, you know,
moments like that, you would want that person to come on and, like, perhaps comfort you.
Yeah.
But here it is. Here they are coming on to, like, fucking annihilate, shake things up.
Yeah.
You know?
Or annihilate someone.
Yeah.
But at the same point, on the other hand, I would like to say that when Laurel went up to say good luck, she didn't need to be like, if you really loved me, you could have tried harder in our relationship. This is not the time, Nicole.
That was an interesting, like, that made it seem like, oh, this is a much more complicated
situation than we realized.
Situation than we had ever realized. Like, and what was it that she was referring to? Like, what was the breaking point that the other person had to, who knows, Nicole could have put Laurel through the ringer.
I think
and
she
been
did.
Like, and been like, hey, you could have, if you loved me, you would have put up with it. You know? Like, that could be what she's saying.
That I thought was what she was saying, because didn't Laurel say when she was being interviewed, you know, right before the challenge started or right before the elimination started, didn't she say, like, you know, did Nicole hurt me? Yes, she did. But am I here to focus on that? No.
And Nicole has never not portrayed herself as being, like, whenever she's in her interview, she's like a player and like, oh, watch out, ladies, because here comes Nicole. But then, like, when you see it coming into reality, like, Nicole's the one like, oh my God, what have I done?
It's because she feels so hard.
Yeah,
you're right.
I guess.
And she loves beautiful.
Reap what you sow, Nicole.
It's true. She loves beer and beautiful women. And
don't we all?
Yeah. Well,
I get it, Nicole. We all feel hard. We all love beer and beautiful women.
Beer and beautiful beer.
That's right.
We all love beautiful beer, Nicole.
I get it, Nicole. I get it. I'm on your side.
So out of four potential go-homes, only one went home, and it was Brittany, bitch.
That's a bummer.
Promising to come back and let her wrath shine then.
Okay. Poor Brad.
Poor Brad.
You know what, though, Brittany? You know, you're new at this.
She's not, though. She's been on...
What, one, two?
Two. I think two, yeah.
Was this two or was
this? Was this three, I think. Oh, you're going to make me look on Wiki. I wasn't ready.
We don't have to do that. Look, she's still new with this.
Yeah, she's new.
You know, a lot of people, some really old people, haven't won at this. You know, she's putting in a good show. She's making it far. She's establishing herself as a good cast member. We'll see her again.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see her again. Yeah, Vendettas 2.
Yeah.
Vendettas 2. What else? So Nelson was saved. Brad was saved. And Cam was saved.
Yeah, Nelson got a draw.
I know.
They had to call it, which is bullshit.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it was going to go nowhere.
Who the fuck cares? Like,
they wouldn't be able to put out the season. We'd still be there. We'd still be with them tied up right now.
I don't know, man. Like, the way they're fucking designing these or something, they're too elaborate where it doesn't let... Like, because I've seen, like, reverse tug-of-wars like this in the past, where you have to fucking dig in and, like, cover some ground. And they'll go all the way through it. There was never any point where they were like, okay, we're going to call this, it's a draw.
Mm.
I've seen these... things play
out.
Yeah,
but you don't know. They maybe could have had, like, only a limited amount of production time left in the day.
Obviously, but that's their fucking fault for over-planning a production day. Do you really think it's just going to be, like, that quick? Like, to put these super strong people... You already saw what happened with Derek and Joss.
Right, yeah.
And you're like, oh, we'll wrap this up in a quick 30. And then move on to the next shot. Like, that's what I don't like about what's happening with the challenge now, is that they think they can control it. They're trying to control it too much. Too much planning is, like, it's too produced. It reminds me of, like a reality show or two that I worked on, like, seeing it from behind the scenes where it's like, oh, this is all fucking fake. This is all bullshit. I'm starting to know this, people stepping into my challenge, disrupting it.
Well,
poking their dirty fucking fingers in
the. I'm glad they called it when they did. I stand on the other side. I'm glad they called it as a draw because I don't think Nelson would have won if it kept going on. I think eventually Darrell would have tired him out.
Good call. Okay. Yeah. That's a good call. That's a good point.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
And obviously MTV is stepping in to help to like make some decisions, you know.
Yeah.
The producers, maybe they didn't want to lose Nelson.
Yeah. Maybe they were like, well, let's just keep Nelson. And
it's like we got to see Darrell.
Yeah, we got it all. Yeah, they had their cake and they ate it too.
That's a good point. That's a great point, actually. Anyway, so
another good episode. A little anticlimactic after the challenge Magnus Opus episode from last week.
It was a fantastic episode last week, so of course we couldn't expect it to meet that.
Right. Yet it
every
was
week.
Exactly what you've been waiting for. A full episode structured the way it used to be. And for some reason, you're not smiling, so maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I'm smiling.
Off.
No, you're right. Maybe you're right.
Just let it unfold. Stop trying to control everything. What you guys don't understand, Ryan tries to control everything. When I'm driving, he'll be the one looking left and right to make sure, what are you going to do if I do decide to turn, sir? And now I can't see out the right window because your head's in the way. It's just a lot, Ryan. And I've chosen this public national forum as the place that I should tell you.
I control everything, he says. Efren says I try to control
it's
everything.
It's true.
Interesting.
Anyway, this has been the Challenge Podcast. This has been You Killed It.
This has
I'm
been
Ryan
Kane. And I'm Efren Shunya.
Have a good day.
Have a good one.
Bye.